The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013, and presidential release number 416. Hai Van Nguyen Le says that a new baby has joined the Le family, named Dao, who was born March 27th, weighing 7 pounds. Congratulations on having a new baby boy in the Hai Nguyen Le household. Congratulations and good luck with the new boy. Joe Ruffalo here says that Rebecca Irvin, who is president of the Northern Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, married chapter member Solomon Bryant at a chapter dinner on February 16, 2013. After the spaghetti dinner, the two who were being married and who had kept the matter a secret until that moment exchanged their vows. So congratulations to Rebecca and Solomon, and good cheer to the Northern Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. Kathy Jackson, who is a member of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind and who lives in Kentucky, tells us that her mother died on March 27th, 2013. She had been ill for a time. She was in and out of the hospital. She was in considerable pain, and Kathy tells us she is in a better place today. So keep Kathy Jackson and her mother in your prayers, please. I have numerous announcements here. The convention of the National Federation of the Blind is coming up. And at the convention, one of the things that we do is we have the Braille Book Fair. The person who is chairing this is Crystal Guillory. She is coordinating the Braille Book Fair this year. And I want to give you first her contact information. She may be reached by email at kguillory, K-G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, at lcb-ruston.com. And her cell phone is 318-255-8955. She says, "Calling all Braille readers, teachers, and parents, it's that time again. Time to sort through all those boxes of Braille books and donate those gently used but no longer needed Braille books to the 2013 Braille Book Fair, sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children of the National Federation of the Blind. Our primary goal is to get more Braille books into the hands of children, youth, and beginning adult readers. So here's what we need most. Books in good condition. Print Braille picture storybooks. Leisure reading. Fiction or nonfiction books. Cookbooks. Books about sports. Children are so hungry for their very own books that every year, despite generous donations of books, most of our books for young children are gone in less than an hour. So begin your search through the boxes in your basement and get those books. You can send them to UPS Braille Book Fair, attention, Milton Bennett, MILTONBENNETT, 8901 Atlantic Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32824. You can give these books. Now, also, we need from supporters and the others who are workers at the Braille Book Fair, we need volunteers. The convention in Orlando is the place. It occurs Wednesday, July 3, 2013. The setup time begins at noon to 4:30 p.m. The event will occur from 4:30 to 8 p.m. The cleaning up time will be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The location will be announced in the agenda of the convention. For the Braille Book Fair, we need many, many volunteers, and I urge you to get a hold of Crystal Guillory so that you and she can work out the time. We need a lot of volunteers and a whole lot of books. We have here an announcement that comes to us from Anil Lewis, and I join in this announcement. It says we continue our work to phase out the use of special wage certificates that allow employers to pay workers with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage. The Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2013, H.R. 813, is the bill to repeal Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. It has been introduced and is currently achieving more co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. There are 23 of them, I believe, today. We have found a champion in our sponsor, who is Congressman Greg Harper of Mississippi. We have developed an online petition to assist us in our efforts to demonstrate public support for this bill and to include public awareness for the idea. To sign the petition, visit www.nfb.org/fair-wages-petition. You enter your email address, first name, last name, city and state, and then click the sign the petition button. After you do this, you will receive an email to confirm that you wish to sign the petition. It is not enough for you to sign the petition. You should also encourage your friends, your family, your colleagues, your classmates, the people you know to sign as well. If you do not have an email address, find several people that have email and ask them to sign the petition. Then encourage them to encourage their family and friends to do the same. We currently have over 1,500 people who have signed the petition, but if we are to make a showing that this petition has the kind of support that we need a lot more folks to do it. Joanne Wilson has an announcement here which says the National Federation of the Blind always steps up to get the job done. Many affiliates are actively working to assist in finding new financial support for our national movement, and we have just launched a new program that should allow each of our affiliates to make a difference in our financing. The National Federation of the Blind has started our vehicle donation program. The vehicle donation program allows us to accept car donations anywhere in the United States. Our national office and our affiliates have been turning car donations away because we have not had an effective program for managing these donations and turning them into funds for the organization. We have now solved this problem, and we need your help to take advantage of this opportunity. After extensive research, the Federation has made an agreement with Vehicles for Charity to process our car donations. Besides cars, we also accept vans, motorcycles, RVs, dirt bikes, boats, trucks, tractors, and sometimes airplanes. However, it is up to us to capture the donors who are interested in giving cars to charity and particularly to the National Federation of the Blind, and we have to find creative ways to get the word to those who might want to do it. We need your help to spread the word in your state that the NFB is now accepting vehicles for donations. Encourage everybody to send all of the referrals to the page on our website at www.nfb.org/vehicle-donations, or you can get people to our toll-free number, which is 855-659-9314. That's 855-659-9314. As we move into spring, we will be building this program in more detail and providing more supporting materials. We are starting with the tried and true Federation local outreach to get the word out. As we build success with this venture, we will have the capacity to consider other forms of promotion, such as advertising. Consider this notion. If 51 of our affiliates, unfortunately, we cannot operate the program in Puerto Rico, generate 10 referrals each with an average donation value of $500, we are talking about better than $250,000. That is easily within our capacity in 2013. Maryland has already generated a car donation during the first few days, and that is because we continue to answer the telephone. Imagine what we can do with some Federation creativity and enthusiasm, and if each of our affiliates generates 100 car donations per year, we would have a tremendous base to build upon. Let's start calling in the cars. This from Joanne Wilson, who is managing our car donation program. Here is an announcement about NFB STEMX, submitted by Natalie Shaheen. She says, "Attention all high school students. Are you looking for something to spice up your summer plans? If so, NFB STEMX, the latest national program for youth in science of the National Federation of the Blind, is just what you've been waiting for. This inquiry-based science, technology, engineering, and math STEM program will provide participants with learning opportunities in STEM disciplines ranging from engineering and robotics to the science of cooking. The program to be held in the Baltimore metropolitan area on the campus of Towson University from July 29th to August 3 will serve 50 blind high school students from around the country. If you have attended or heard about previous National Federation of the Blind Youth in Science programs like NFB Youth Slam or NFB Project Innovation, you are familiar with the exciting opportunities such programs provide. So, hop online and apply today, and don't forget to tell your friends to do the same. Applications close at 11:59 p.m. on May 15th, 2013. To learn more or to apply, please visit www.blindscience.org nfbstemx.org/stemx. When you are talking about NFB StemX online, don't forget to include the hashtag NFBStemX. Questions about the program can be directed to Natalie Shaheen at nshaheen@nfb.org, or you can call her at the usual number, 410-659-9314, and the extension is 2293. Here is an announcement about the Onkyo Braille Essay Contest. The National Federation of the Blind is administering the 2013 Onkyo Braille Essay Contest on behalf of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. The contest was created to promote Braille literacy and to encourage the exchange of social and cultural information. Essays must be written in Braille and must pertain either to the way one gains knowledge and independence through Braille or to world peace from the perspective of a disabled person. The contest has two categories, one for people 25 and younger and the other for people above 25. 7 cash prizes will be awarded, ranging from $500 to $2,000. All essay submissions must be received by April 30th, 2013. For more information about the Onkyo World Braille Essay Contest or to obtain the application, contact Trish Tatum at 410-659-9314, extension 2510. Or you can send email to ttatam@nfb.org. Here is an announcement about our work to make voting more accessible. As part of our continuing effort to make the election process accessible to blind and visually impaired voters, the National Federation of the Blind is developing a voting liaison training program for use by our state affiliates. The development of this program is funded by a Help America Vote Act Training Technical Assistance Grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Community Living. The purpose of the voting liaison program is to train one member of each state affiliate to work with the State Board of Elections to eliminate barriers to accessible voting that prevent blind voters from casting a private secret ballot. All state affiliate presidents are encouraged to appoint an experienced blind or visually impaired voter as the affiliate voting liaison to help ensure that the rights of all blind and visually impaired voters in their states are not violated. Each affiliate president should provide the voting liaison's name and contact information to Luann Blake, NFB HAVA Project Manager, no later than April 15, 2013, by email at lblake@nfb.org or by phone at 410-659-9314, extension 2221. Questions about the voting liaison program should also be directed to Luann Blake. There was a student meeting in Las Vegas a while back, a week or so ago, and that student meeting is the first Western student conference that has occurred in Las Vegas. It occurred because our president there, Renee Smith, decided that what we could do was develop student programs in Nevada and other states on the West Coast or near the West Coast if we were to put a conference together. It was a conference that had about 50 people in it. It was a spirited conference. It wasn't as big as some as we've had, but it was certainly as determined as many we've had, and I think a good deal was accomplished to change the nature of what is available to students in the western part of the United States. I look forward to more of those as time goes by and we develop more connections with students in the western part of the USA. As I said at the beginning of this release, the convention is coming. Registration is open for those who want to be registered. You can go online here at www.nfb.org and you can get yourself registered. There's a registration page that will make your registration a possibility for you. You can also buy your banquet tickets. These things are happening on our website right now. You need also to get your reservations made at the hotel in Florida. Those will need to be made by the 1st of June because we don't hold our room block past that time, and we have rooms available now, so get your reservations in for the convention. Also keep in mind that if you have things that need to be in the convention agenda or topics that you want covered, you should tell me about that before the end of April, because the convention agenda closes at the end of April. It won't all be done by the end of April, but all of the planning part of the convention agenda will be done by the end of April. So get your reservations made, get your registration done, and send in your ideas about convention thoughts and topics that need to be covered at the 2013 convention, which will occur in Orlando, Florida. It will be one of the most exciting meetings that the Federation has had, and it will be the most exciting meeting on blindness that will happen anywhere in the world this year. Please be there. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. Fred Wurzel of Michigan says, "Why did the chicken cross the KFC counter to get to the other sides?" Or Fred Schroeder of Virginia says, "Why do chicken coops have two doors? If they had four doors, they would be chicken sedans." Or, "Do you know what heck is? Heck is where you go if you don't believe in gosh."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.